said this is the second time that in both games of the season you guys have been the defense has been shut down from all Charles. There's some other games where the quarterbacks have had two games. How is it they managed to turn it on against Charles and Chiefs?
Well, I mean, I think every game's different. And you don't know how the game's going to play out. I think our guys did an excellent job of getting prepared this week. I think they did a great job of executing the game plan, and we were able to stop a very talented running back. Yeah, I felt like up front that we did a nice job. I thought we were able to run the ball effectively. We were able to control the time of possession, which I think was critical in our defense being able to play as well as they did. I think we had 40 minutes of time of possession in the game, and so that was outstanding as far as keeping our defense fresh. Well, it's hard. I mean, it's been 10 years since it's happened here, so it's extremely hard to shut anybody out. It doesn't matter who they are, and I think that's an accomplishment that we take great pride in. Well, I think it's big. I think it's huge. I think our guys needed something where they get a little bit of confidence. And I thought they had a great week of practice. I thought they were totally focused in on what we needed to do and how we needed to play to win this football game. And I thought they did a great job of executing it out there today. Well, the plan was to get him in the first series of the second quarter and then kind of let the game play out from there. We went 3-and-out in that series, and I thought we were doing some nice things with Carson and nice things in the run game, and we just stuck with the plan.
McFadden gets a good job running the ball, but what are your concerns about not being able to get
field goals? Well, I mean, obviously we want to score touchdowns and not be able to get field goals. At the end of the day, we're trying to win football games, and we were able to do that today. So we'll go back, we'll analyze what happened when we were able to get down there, and we'll see what we need to do moving forward. But right now, we're going to be pleased with winning a football game 15-0. Both Carson and Terrell both woke up this morning sick, and a little bit of a flu bug, I guess, that's been going around.
What is the plan for Troy after the remainder of the season?
Well, I think we'll see it on a game-by-game basis, but our thought was to try to get him a little bit of game experience, so at least he got in the football game. It's been a while since he's played, so we'll look at that going forward. How much he plays, I don't know the answer to that exactly, but we'll see that on a game-by-game basis.
Any update on Adams or any of the other guys?
Phillip Adams went out with a concussion. Jerron Kreiner had a hip, and then Mike Mitchell went out with a neck. He was actually cleared to go back in the game. I just chose not to put him back in the game. Denarius Moore, I didn't get any report on him having any issues.
Coach, it's frustrating that it was not scoring a touchdown in the red zone. Do you think the play calling is a little concerning
there? No, I don't have a challenge with the play calling at all. I think we did the things that we had to do to win a football game, and that's what we were able to do. I thought he looked good. I thought our offensive line did a great job of creating some seams and opening up some holes. And giving him an opportunity to run the football. I thought both those backs that we handed the ball to, they got the ball downhill. They did a nice job of breaking a couple of tackles, and I thought we ran the ball effectively.
How big was it to only had a 6-0 lead, and then he misses a 51-yard field goal, and then to get the ball back in 32 seconds and just
I thought the way that we handled that in that situation, I thought we handled that outstanding to be able to get the field goal there, to throw the ball to Brandon Myers and him make a great catch on the sideline, get out of bounds, and still be able to get the field goal. I thought that was huge. To be able to get up 9 points with the way our defense was playing, I thought was really big. Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think they did it. Both of them were a nice change up. And I thought, I think we rushed for 190-something yards or something like that. I don't know exactly what that stat was, but we ran the ball effectively, and that's what we felt like we needed to do to win this game.
It's what you said, Sean, in terms of locking in the atmosphere for this game, having won this
game. Oh, I mean, the guys are excited. Anytime you get a chance to win this league, it's huge. And, we've faced some adversity this year. We've had some tough luck. But those guys in there, they've continued to compete. They've continued to battle. And I'm glad and I'm happy for them that we were able to get a win. And now we got to put this one behind us and keep moving forward.
What's it like to give up getting lost?
Well, we hadn't had an opportunity to give out a lot of them, but we're going to get that opportunity when the players get back in on Wednesday. So it'll be a good feeling. Yeah, I think our guys were they understood exactly what we had to do to win this game. I think they were focused in. I think they felt confident going into this game, and I think it showed out there on the field.
What was the third one play, second quarter, with Derek Stout? Seemed like he was pretty upset on the sideline. What was that about?
Just competitive emotions in the game, you know, and that's the way it ought to be. He wants to get the first down. We didn't get it. And he was upset about it, and I got no challenges with that at all.
Have you started making like deep assessments of that season?
No. We got two more games left this year. So we're trying to win football games this year. Obviously, we've already said that we want to try to take a look at some of these younger players, which we were able to do a little bit today, and we'll continue to do that as we go forward throughout the rest of the season. But we're trying to win football games. Well, I mean, we've got a little bit of an idea of what we have him. I'd like to get him into games more often. But again, I'm letting game situations dictate who plays, when they play, how they play. This isn't just put everybody in and let them go. You know, we want to see him play. We want to see him work, just like we do all the young guys. But we're trying to win football games.
Which one of the young guys stood out to you today?
Well, it's hard to say without really getting a chance to look at the tape. I know Streeter made a nice play on a third down conversion. Brandon Ross is a guy that I thought went in and played pretty well under the circumstances. So, those are just a couple of guys. But without really watching the tape, it's hard to really say.
A lot of it was inactive. What was the thing you decision?
Just, we felt like that we wanted to go with some other guys, and we'd have him inactive this week.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you.